I've got a message tonight called Watch and Pray. Watch and Pray. It's prayer meeting night. So this message tonight is a little bit about praying. So if you'd like to open your Bibles with me, please, and turn to Matthew chapter 26, verses 31 to 41. Matthew 26, 31 to 41. Now, this scripture has been preached in this church here a couple of times just recently, but we're going to have a look at it again. I've got something else that I want to point out to you. Is there? Matthew 26, 31 to 41. Ready? Let's go. Verse 31. Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus saith unto him, Verily I saith unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Note that. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this scripture that tells us, Lord, about you and about some of the disciples, Lord, that you asked to watch and pray, and how they were just very humanly, Lord, late at night, probably they just went to sleep and didn't watch and pray. And you warned them, Lord, that there was a trouble coming, and that they needed to be prayed up and watching. And they weren't ready, Lord, for the disaster that was coming. So we thank you, Lord, for this included in the Bible that we can read, Lord, and learn lessons from. Help us, Lord, to understand what it is you want to say to us tonight, Lord, through these scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My short message tonight is to encourage us during this transition period to remain sober-minded and alert, to be awake, out of sleep, and to watch and pray. All right? That's what my message is about tonight. Verse 40 and 41 in the scripture we've just read reveal to us that at the very time when the disciples should have been up and alert, watching and praying and seeking God's face for his grace and his strength to prevail in the test that was approaching, they were blissfully sleeping, seemingly without a care in the world, and not really appreciating the danger that was right on their doorstep. In verse 41 of Matthew 26, Jesus was trying to prepare his disciples so that they would not be overcome by the looming trial of their faith to the point that they would deny him. The word temptation here means those circumstances which were about to test their faith in the forthcoming event of the Lord's rejection and death. It would test their faith because though they believed Jesus was the Messiah, they were not altogether clear about the necessity of his death. They mistakenly believed that Jesus was going to establish his kingdom in their lifetime while he was alive and in company with them. During that time, when they would see Jesus rejected and tried, crucified by the Jews, dead and buried, when they would see him submit to all of this as if he had no power to deliver himself or them from it, that's when the trial of their faith would be ruthlessly upon them. So Jesus urged them to watch and pray, that they might not enter into the temptation of denying him when the accusations came, when the finger pointing from his enemies began and the charge was laid at their feet, art not thou one of his disciples? Should the time come that we are placed into a situation of having to stand and testify of our allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ and Coastline Baptist Church, will we be overcome by the temptation to deny those things, or will we stand despite the consequences? Sadly, the situation in the professing church in our day reflects a readiness of those who profess to be followers of Christ to desert him at the first opportunity. Each new movement and each new fad quickly attracts a multitude of promoters and followers who attempt to convince anyone who will listen that we can actually take sides with Christ's enemies while still professing to be faithful to him. Over the last few years, there have been a number of highly successful raids by the enemy upon the church. When Christ's followers should have risen up and defended him, multitudes have denied him, like Peter did, and have deserted him. We talk about certain things in this church, about why we need to be watching the door and the gate, because certain people who profess to be independent Baptist churches and pastors are falling by the wayside. They want to please people and the world. Our text tonight began with a warning. The Lord appealed to the messianic prophecy in Zechariah 13:7, where it was foretold that he would be smitten in the house of his friends. Jesus would be smitten in the house of his friends, and that those friends would desert him. In verse 31 of our opening scripture, Jesus quoted the words, "Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered," asserting that this very night the disciples would all be offended because of him, and that they would all flee and desert him when the trouble began. Immediately we read in verse 33 of Matthew 26 that Peter spoke up, claiming with great confidence and with the best of intentions that, "Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended." As well, Peter confidently professed in verse 35, "Though I should die with thee, I will not deny thee." Despite these heroic claims, the Lord warned Peter, James and John that this night, during the fearful events that would unfold at the hands of the religious leaders of Israel, the disciples would all be caused to fall away from him. They would deny him. Amen? Reading from verse 37 of Matthew 26, we see that Christ took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, that is James and John, and in verse 38 he asked them to watch with him. Verse 40 tells us that when he had prayed, Jesus came back to his three friends and found them fast asleep. The Lord asked Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" In verse 41, Christ repeats his warning, telling them to watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. What does this account of Matthew 26:31-41 have in common with what we see happening in Christendom today? And more importantly, for us here at Coastline Baptist Church, what we currently face in our church while we await the Lord's commissioning of a new shepherd to lead the flock. Are these events really of any relevance to our current situation? Well, are they? In these last days in which we live, we Christians have been prophetically warned that perilous times shall come. We are warned that prior to Christ's return, false teachers will arise from within the midst of congregations, church congregations, speaking blasphemies and teaching things they should not, drawing away a multitude of followers after themselves. We are further warned that a great percentage of professing Christians, instead of being lovers of truth of the scriptures, will give heed to fables and make-believe stories, stories that have been specifically tailored to cater to the self-love that is rampant, not only in society generally, but also in the churches. That scripture talks about lovers of self in the end days is talking to Christians, because it finishes off all the warnings that they have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. The world does not have a form of godliness, my friends. It's not talking to people in the world. It's talking about a dangerous thing that's going to happen in the church. We are warned from the scriptures that false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the very elect. Temptations are being presented before the professing church. These temptations or tests give those who call themselves disciples of Christ a very clear choice to either stand firmly on the side of the Lord or deny him and fall away into error. Will we remain alert, awake, watching and praying, so that we will not be like Peter, James and John, who all fell asleep and capitulated to the trial of the hour? Scripture tells us that those sleepy apostles survived the trial, but only just. However, we do know that they learned a valuable lesson from their failure experience. And Peter, at least, repeats the Lord's exact same warning to each of us today, knowing firsthand the consequences of failure. He became a zealous promoter of the Lord's warning, watch and pray. He did. And if you'll open your Bibles, please, into 1 Peter chapter 4, we'll see that Peter did learn the lesson the hard way. He learned through failure. We don't have to do that, my friends. We can have a look and see what happened and learn from Peter not to do the same thing. That we will be watching and praying in these times, that we will be prepared for any temptations that might come. Okay? One of the temptations I talked about on Sunday, don't get off the boat. Don't get off the boat. Stay on the safety of the ship. Amen? Amen? You heard me on Sunday? God wants us to stay with the ship. All right. 1 Peter 4 and verse 7, Peter urges us, the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. That's exactly what Jesus told him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Watch unto prayer. And he goes on in verse 8 through to 11 to instruct us about how we should conduct ourselves in our current situation so that we, the people of Coastline Baptist Church, do not become scattered and overcome by the enemy. That's what happened. The enemy came and they scattered. And they denied Christ. 1 Peter 4, 8 to 11 goes on to say, above all things. This is how Peter's telling us that we're going to overcome, not to be scattered. He says, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. Did you hear that? Have fervent charity among yourselves. Talking to us here at Coastline Baptist Church, this is how we're going to watch and pray and be safe from the enemy. Have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. You know what that's talking about? It's not saying, Huey went and robbed the bank. We've got to deny that. We just cover it over and let's all just love each other. It's not saying that. It's saying, I might be an offence to somebody sometime, but if you'll just overlook that and have charity and let's all get on together, everything will be okay. It's not talking about sin. That's a sin to God. Okay, we're not to overlook anybody's sin. But that word sin there, charity will cover a multitude of sins. It's charity, love for each other will cover over our faults, all right? Without us getting upset about them and yarning to everyone about Andy said this and Colleen said that, all right? Charity will cover those sort of faults, impurities that we have. He says too, you in verse 9, use hospitality one to another without grudging. And as every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If God's given you a gift to minister to the church, use it. Use it. All right? Help us to stick together. And if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. So in there's some things that Peter's telling us, this is what you need to do if you want to stick together and don't let the enemy get in amongst you and scatter you all. Alright? There's some things in there that we need to do. Have fervent charity among one another, for charity shall cover a multitude of... Well, it says sins, but that word sin doesn't mean like murder or adultery or robbing the bank or anything like that. It means none of us are perfect, eh? Oh, well, I know I'm not anyway. And I think some of you people have worked that out too. I'm not perfect. So I've got some things that sometimes might offend somebody, all right? So, hey, don't get offended with each other. Love each other. Don't talk about each other. Knock on each other. Show fervent charity among one another. That'll cover over our impurities. We've all got them. Use hospitality one to another. without grudging, it says. Wow. And also, if you've got a gift that God's given you to serve the body of Christ, use it. Use it. Not for yourself, for the body. Amen. Okay, as we faithfully observe the Lord's warnings and also Peter's warnings to watch and pray, not nodding off to sleep during the trial period, the Lord's promise to us is that we will not be drawn into any temptation that would end up having us scattered and denying our allegiance to the Lord or to Coastline Baptist Church. Okay? So, that's my message tonight. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. I'm going to do another message, full-length message, on watch. Do a search in your Bible and see how many times it says to watch. Put on the whole armour of God. And when you've done that, watch. We all talk about the armour of God and the prayer, but you never hear anyone mention about the watching part. I'm a watcher. I like to see what's going on and take notice of it. A lot of people don't watch today what's going on. They look and see, but they're not watching. Okay? The Bible's very clear that we need to be watching during this period and praying. Let's close in prayer.